So what would you say, and I know this may be difficult to answer, I've seen your collection and it is really extraordinary, but what was the greatest experience you had in acquiring one of your works of art? I won't ask you what's your favorite piece, because collectors cannot never answer that question quickly. So what was the greatest pursuit?
What was the greatest pursuit? You know, that's a difficult question to answer, but I recently, and I don't know, I hope I'm not getting in trouble by saying this.
That means you're going to end up being in trouble.
I recently had occasion to go to a studio of Sam Gilliam, and I had gone there for the specific purpose of finding out more information about a piece that I owned by him. And I sat down and talked with him. It was just a very relaxed evening or afternoon. And I couldn't believe that I was sitting here talking to the master one-on-one. Well, in the process of waiting on him to do something, I started walking around, and I could never afford one of his big pieces, but he had this little small piece that was sitting on the air conditioner, the window air conditioner. And when he sat back down, I asked him about the piece, and he says, "Oh, that's just a piece of junk." I said, "Well, if it's a piece of junk, can I buy it or can I have it?" Actually, it was a small piece, about 8x14, which was intended to go on one of his larger pieces as one of the panels or whatever he might describe it as. But at any rate, he said, "You may have it."
Wow.
Well, I mean, I was like on cloud because even though I had other pieces by him, this one was just something very special. And I didn't think that I was going to be in his studio as long as I was, because I only went for one purpose. And when I got out, I had a ticket on my car.
Thank you.